Williams will throw it in to Grimm. Grimm has it now to the right side. Williams. This is Priscilla Williams. Priscilla working to her right, to her left, crossover dribble guarded by Martin and Foreman. Spin move, layup won't go. Offensive rebound to Partick. Partick kicks it back out to Grimm. Grimm with the right hand. Layup off the window is good. Chloe Grimm, the 5'6 sophomore, getting the bucket early. Lady Bombers with two excellent wins so far this week over Bolivar and the Lake Hamilton Lady Wolves. They swing it over the left side to Martin. Anna Grace at the free throw line puts it on the deck. One dribble, and we have a whistle and a blocking foul. Looks like the official thought about it for a second. Looks like he might call a charge, but instead he'll call a block. It'll be on Priscilla Williams. First team foul of the game for either side. Williams is first. Martin will throw it in, and the pass tipped away. It was intended for Leah Jackson. Tipped away by Chloe Grimm. About took out our friend of the Baxter Bulletin, Neil Denton. Martin ready to throw in from the left lane line. Under her own basket. They kick it out to Gilbert. Gilbert corner three on the way. Bang! Kate Gilbert from downtown, and the Lady Bombers have a 5-2 lead. 5-2 our score, about a minute and a half into this ball game. Lady Bombers will leave here with a trophy as we have Emma Martin with the steal. They will leave here with a trophy if they come out victorious. They kick it to the left side. Yates back to the left wing. Martin into Gilbert. Gilbert, a little 15-footer, left it long. It'll get tipped back out to Martin. Martin between the circles to the left side. Kate Gilbert, Branson in a 2-3 zone. Using a lot of their length to cause some havoc in that zone. Getting all the passing lanes, get a lot of steals, a lot of tips. Gilbert has it now to the right. Now crossover back to the middle. Through the defense. Off the window. Good. Kate Gilbert off the window with 5 points so far in this first quarter as we're just about 2 minutes in. 7-2 our score. Priscilla Williams driving, and she's fouled. They'll call it on the shot. I believe it'll be on Anna Grace Foreman. She got her in the back. Or no, they'll call it on Addison Yates. Suppose she reached. So it'll send the future Syracuse prospect of the line. She hits the first one. As that noise you hear in the background sounds like a cash register. Second one on the way off the back of the rim. Ran out of cash at that trip of the free throw line. Martin pushing ahead, dribbling to her right. 7-3 our score. Lady Bombers leading early. Gilbert looking on the right wing. They skip it to Jackson on the left wing. Leah's going to dribble, get it into Yates. Free throw line. They kick it out to Martin. Left corner three is short. Branson comes up with it. They get it ahead to Grimm. Grimm off the window. We have a whistle. Foul. Count it and one. Leah Jackson tried to beat her to the spot, take a charge, but she was late. So the bucket's good. It'll be on Leah Jackson. It'll be her first foul, team second. And the bucket was good by Chloe Grimm, waiting the and one. And one's on the way, won't go. Martin comes up with the rebound. 1-for-3 so far from the free throw line is Branson. As Jackson has it, kicks it back to Gilbert. Left corner three. She got another one. Kate Gilbert wearing the net out early on. She's got 7 of the Lady Bombers, 10 points. Priscilla Williams kicks it to her sister to the right side. Williams short. AG with the rebound. Anna Grace takes one dribble, gets it out to Martin. Martin across the half-court stripe. Now to her left. Crossover dribble. Back to her right. Kate Gilbert now. To Addison Yates, top of the key. Feet on the three-point line. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to back it up about a foot inside the half-court stripe. Gilbert with it now. Gets it into Foreman. Sealed her defender. An excellent job by Anna Grace Foreman to just catch it and just turn. She had a wide-open layup underneath. And the Lady Bombers building a little bit of a lead. Priscilla Williams driving inside. Two defenders on her. Doesn't matter. As it looked like Addison Yates took a shot at the face. Great defense by her and AG. Still wasn't enough. Good defense, but better offense. So Williams with 3 points early on. 12-7 our score. Halfway mark of this first period. Yates on the right side. Back to Martin. Martin is going to drive to her left. Kicks it back to Gilbert. She wants another one. This is a heat check. Left of the rim. And it'll go out of bounds. Branson will have it. 3:52 left in this first period. comes the 6'3 guard, Priscilla Williams, between the circles now, moving to her right, guarded by Foreman. She's met by Martin. A lot of contact, no whistle. Looked like it should have been a block or a charge. They try to get the outlet pass over to Gilbert. Goes out the back of their head, and Addison Yates all on the floor. Go for that loose ball. We have a whistle and a tie-up. Great hustle by Addison Yates. Been all over the place, taking charges, diving for loose balls. Kind of that engine that makes these Lady Bombers go. Hoping that intensity rubs off on the rest of them and even some of the boys. To the left side, Gilbert. Now to Jackson. Back to Kate. Kate's going to drive to her right, kicks it out. Emma Martin, another three on the way. It's good. Emma Martin joins in the three-point party. Three threes so far in this first period. 15-7 our score. Lady Bombers leading as Priscilla Williams met by a double team. Now back to Grimm. It's stolen by Foreman. Foreman gets it ahead to Jackson. Jackson, Williams on her back. Hopstep jumps up. It was blocked. Looked like there was a little bit of contact. Priscilla Williams driving inside. And it's rejected by Emma Martin. Martin said, no soup for you. Rejected it. And Branson will have it out underneath. Oh, my goodness. They called a foul on Emma Martin. Oh, my goodness me. That's looked like it was all ball from up here, but nonetheless, it is a foul as the free throw was missed by Chloe Grimm. Branson sending in Rachel Riveros as a substitution. Second free throw from Grimm. Rattle around off the right side of the rim. Foreman with the rebound. As we have a whistle, and we have a push. I believe it'll be on Chloe Grimm, or no, it'll be on Maddie Partick. Be her first, team second. 2:55 left in this first period. Grimm has it. Grimm will throw it in from the right lane line. They get it into Davis, fresh into the game. They get it over to, that was Tabitha Williams, missed the layup. Martin comes up with it. Martin ahead to Gilbert. Gilbert driving inside, right-hand layup. Left it short, was tipped up in the air. Foreman knocked it out of bounds, and the Lady Pirates will get it back. Of course, after this ball game, the Bombers will take on the male counterparts, the Branson Pirates. That is the de facto third-place game, as Priscilla Williams puts up the three off the back of the rim, short. Payne with the rebound. Payne pushing ahead. Lady Bombers don't have numbers. She'll just back it out. Branson still in this 2-3 zone. Now to the right side to Gilbert. Lady Bombers trying to overload the zone. Now they swing it back to the left side. Martin into the corner, into Foreman. Yates at the free throw line. Now to Gilbert. Shot fake. She traveled. And Branson will have it on the side as number 10 for Branson, Haley Lashley, will come into the ballgame. Priscilla Williams walking it up. Right, neon pink shoes on her. Not different from her teammates. Williams driving inside, met by two defenders. Sidesteps inside for the layup. Good. 15-9 our score, about a minute 30 left in this first period. The Lady Bombers on top. Martin between the circles, picks up her dribble to the right side, Payne. Payne has it. Emily's going to dribble back to her left, up top to Kate. Over to the left side, Emma Martin. Now she's going to put it on the deck, pulls up for the 10-footer. High arcing shot is good. Emma Martin with another bucket. And the Lady Bombers are now up 17-9. Down on the other end. This is Lashley. Lashley knocked away from Emma Martin knocked it away from her, went out of bounds, and we'll have a whistle. That'll be on Emma Martin. Be her second. A lot of whistles early on here. The sixth foul on the Lady Bombers. Branson will be in the bonus the rest of the half as Williams gets it to the nailhead. That'll be Davis. Davis driving inside, lost the handle. Martin has it now. Martin on the Branson logo. Now inside the half court stripe, maybe a step. Down to 40 seconds. They're not in any rush to get a shot off here. Over to Gilbert, back to Martin. Martin just holding it. 35 seconds left on the clock. 17-9 our score. Lady Bombers on top early here at the Branson Battle of the Border. swung back to Gilbert to the right side on the volleyball line, back to Martin. Nobody even close to her as Branson's still in a somewhat sagging 2-3. Now they're going to extend down to 15 on the clock. Gilbert just holding it. Gilbert, now she's going to go to her left. Now back to her right. Now she's between the circles. They get it over Leah Jackson, right corner three. It's an air ball. Yates fighting with it, and it's saved out of bounds by Williams, but knocked off Yates, and Branson will get it back. 2.9 left on the clock. Lady Bombers up 8. Lady Bombers extending to a full court press, make the final shot difficult. They get it in Priscilla Williams. 2 down to 1. She's going to put up a shot. It'll be wide right. And at the end of the first period, good start for the Lady Bombers. They find themselves on top 17-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.